little thing called murder. Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Little Thing Called Murder. I'm Jaden.
I'm Megan. How is everyone doing?
Yeah. We are finally into November, which is wild.
Dude, the last, 3 months have gone by, I swear, in, a week.
So, I don't know.
August never happened. When did September happen? And then...
Or October?
October, I feel like, was a bit longer than... the others, just because there was so much going on.
Yeah.
But it still went by so fast.
Yeah. And I literally, so obviously, we had the wedding, everybody. Yes. And oh, Megan, I have all the pictures from one of the photographers, and there's a picture of you, I don't know if I think you were helping me put my crown on.
Oh my God.
And it's so cute. I'll send it to you.
Yes, please send it to
I'll
me.
I'll just send you the link to the pictures. But,
Oh my God, you were about to say, I was like, what did he catch?
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, the super embarrassing thing.
Right.
No, it was super cute. And we can post it because it's both of us.
Yeah. I had all intentions of posting being Jaden's married. And then just time escaped me. And you know how great I am with postings.
Yeah.
It's mental it's note that counts, yes, right?
Exactly. But so literally, so we got engaged in 2018. Then we were going to we'll wait till after I graduate law school. And then it was okay, we're doing the wedding, then COVID. And then it just felt like the wedding was never going to get here.
Yeah.
And now it's over. And I'm when did it become October 24th and it's over?
I still remember the first time we met in person. We were at the mall waiting for Tyler to get off work, and we're sitting there and you were like, do you want to come to my wedding? And I was like, oh my God, yeah.
Yep. And look at us now. Now we have a picture.
Oh my gosh, I know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But real quick, before we get into any kind of side notes or stories or whatever, I have a few updates. So I redact everything I say about Brian Laundrie and his family from that episode, because everything has changed. As everyone knows, everything was changing by the minute. I no longer think his sister has nothing to do with it. I think she is in on it. Obviously the parents, everyone knows my stance on coincidences. I don't think he's dead. I don't think Brian Laundrie is dead. And I mean, I don't want to go into conspiracy theories, but it was way too.
Yep. Because didn't they find his parents go, oh, hey, you should look here. And that was the entrance to the trail that the FBI and dogs already searched.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, from what I heard, I think that specific area was already underwater. However, the one day that the parents decide to go look for their son, they find the backpack and stuff. And then once that water receded, they found the remains.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, because it could always change again. Yeah. But I want a definition on remains. What all did they find? Did they just find a tooth or because... I mean, you honestly could take out every single person's, every single tooth in someone's mouth and then just get veneers. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I don't know.
I mean, they're fucking committed already. Might as well just rip your teeth out and go.
Honestly, I have not really seen any other updates.
Yeah.
Following that, they confirmed that it was his. I haven't seen anything that the parents were charged with anything. I think they definitely should.
Yeah.
But also on the last episode, there's this picture from, what is this? What am I on? Oh my God, there's a mat. Hold on. Oh, I got it. I don't know where the body went, but anyway. No, I didn't get him, and now he's mad. Where did he go? Oh, he's on my.
Oh my God.
I was like, yes, I got him. And then he literally flew into my mouth. but I got wish
you guys could have seen this. It was
honestly
great.
we could take this out and put it on Instagram because
we could have
recordings, so anyway, so David L. Andrews, I don't know exactly when this was posted. However, on the little subtitle to the picture, it says, if he serves his entire sentence, he will be released in 2029 at the age of 71. Mm. So that's from the last episode where he killed the wife and the two daughters and then held the Brian hostage.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's fun. That's fresh. Let's hope he dies before then. So I'm such a great person.
No, no, he does not deserve your sympathy or anything.
No, not at all. But anyway, so those are the updates that I had or that I've seen. So anything that happens with the Brian Laundrie case, obviously we will keep you guys updated. Someone messaged on Instagram saying like they found his body and we were like, or I was like, yeah, and we're not happy about it.
Wait, on what? I didn't see it.
Instagram. It was under the post. It was like the next day that I posted the picture of the episode.
Gotcha.
The person didn't follow us or anything, I'm assuming. They just saw the post and was like, hey, they found him. And I was like, yep, we know, and we're not happy about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did we just get into it?
Sure.
Okay. So.
I'm excited. We haven't done a case where I don't know what you're doing in a while, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because oh my gosh, here we are. Jaden is back to editing.
I tried my best, guys. So
no, sorry. No, that's not what I meant. I just meant this is Jaden back to pulling her weight.
No, well, you had a good reason.
Yeah.
So
where the fuck did it go?
I assume if I were to get married, you'd be like, girl, I got it. Don't worry about it.
I'm there.
But I do have to preface, I am super excited. I'm not going to say anything, but next episode, we're going to have a special guest, and I'm super excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
Yes.
So, just prefacing. Prefacing.
All right. Bringing it back. So, this is something I found, I don't know, a bit ago on, like, it came up on, like, Facebook or something. And I was like, ooh, that's interesting. I'm going to click on it. And I, you know, then pulled up the article. So I was like, ooh, I feel like we should talk about it. It's just a short little thing. This is from the Kansas City Star. And it's called, fine, I'll just say the title. Haunted House. I was like, do I say it? The whole title goes in the way. But Haunted House Actor Who used real knife as prop to scare guests. Wait. Scare guests. What?
You are rusty.
I know. Haunted house actor who used real knife as prop to scare guests. Stabs boy. Ohio cops say.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. And they even have the knife.
Like Sean. Oh my, that's a huge ass knife, bro. Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I was
who in their right mind thought that would be okay to use? Like,
right.
Was this in a haunted house kind of thing?
I'll go into it. Okay. Oh, yeah. 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 Because I read that and I was like, if I'm in a haunted house, a fake knife looks like a real knife. So why is you bringing a real knife gonna scare me more? I was like, that's stupid. But
yeah, does it say haunted house in the title? Because I'm gonna feel real dumb if you read that and said haunted house and I was like, this was at a haunted house, right?
It does. No. It's a haunted, that was the one part I didn't fuck up. A haunted house actor,
that's why I forgot. All right. No, let's get into
sometimes when you listen on here to the other person. Like, sometimes you'll be saying things, and I'll be like, fuck, I feel like she said this, or, like, I'm supposed to know who this person is, and I can't remember, and I'm, like, embarrassed to ask you to
Or like when you're editing and you hear that you pronounced a word totally wrong, or like you totally like butchered someone, like their name. Like, I think it was the Brian Laundrie episode where I called him, I think I called him by his dad's name. I can't remember what his dad's name is. Like,
I didn't even notice.
But I noticed in like the recording thing, editing, and I was like, oh my God.
That's actually fine. So funny.
Oops. Anyway, all right, let's get into it.
A haunted house actor who swapped out his fake prop knife for a real one, quote, to try and scare, end quote, guests, was caught when he stabbed a boy in the big toe, Ohio police said. So yeah, it's not as bad as you think it is, but
no, wait, I was getting ready for like some graphic, horrible, like nightmare shit. And you just go, he stabbed him in the big toe.
Yep. Yep. Stabbed him in the big toe.
But like, you know that it was like not like, if he tries to fight that in court, like he swapped out a fake one for a real one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dumbass.
You, when you said that, you reminded me of
who?
Red Foreman, right? That's his name from That 70s Show, the dad. Dumbass.
Oh my God. Watching that show, I'm always like, wow, that's my dad. When he says that stuff.
That's okay. Funny. The Berea, I don't fucking know, Berea Police Department was called to the haunted house at the at the Cuyahoga,
sure,
County Fairgrounds at about 8 p.m. September 18th, according to a police report provided to McClatchy News. Upon talking with haunted house employees and the boy's family friend, police learned the 22-year-old, quote, roaming outside actor, quote, was, quote, using a large Bowie knife as a prop to try and scare them, end quote. In front of the boy, 11, and his family friend, the actor reportedly scraped his knife on the ground and then started stabbing the knife at the ground near the boy's feet. While doing so, police say the knife went through the boy's, quote, red Croc-style shoe, cutting his left big toe.
How yeah. do you run in Crocs? I bet they were in sport mode.
Well, he wasn't moving fast enough to avoid the knife, so no. We sent him back.
But also, yeah. He shouldn't have a real fucking knife.
Yes. So, like, when you see what he was... But, like, I still don't understand the scare tactic. Like, if you just get one of the fake ones that, when you know, when you stab something, they, like, they go inside the handle.
Oh, you know? Yeah, that.
So, like, you didn't need a real one.
No.
But.
What was the point?
I have literally no idea. I have literally no idea.
You're trying to scare him.
Yeah. You're fucking dumb.
Yeah.
It's like Winston from New Girl. You watch New Girl, right?
Yeah.
When he does, like, he either goes too big on his pranks or, like, not big enough. And it's like.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I guess this isn't quite that, but that's what it makes me think of. Like. Oh, this knife that no one knew that was actually like a different knife until it went bad.
Yeah. But that wouldn't have made a difference whether yep. it was a fake or a real knife.
Nope.
Well, the only not difference is the kid was stabbed.
Exactly.
So.
God, I have like something in my fucking
Did it like
eye.
Sever his toe? Like, did he have no. a toe remaining?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're getting there?
Yeah. When police arrived, the toe was, quote, bleeding slightly. Quote, according to the report. Staff then provided first aid and an officer applied a dressing before the boy could put his shoe back on. Further medical attention was declined by the boy's mom, who arrived at the haunted house after the incident, police said. And the boy wanted to finish the haunted house instead of going to the hospital like a fucking champ.
That would be me.
Police say they confiscated the actor's knife, who admitted to bringing it from home instead of using the haunted house's provided prop knives.
Oh my God.
He also admitted using the Bowie knife, quote, was not a good idea, end quote. Yeah. Duh.
You would have asked anyone. If he would have walked up to anyone and was like, yo, this is a real knife, anyone would have been like, bro, this is so dumb. Like, yeah, put it back. Swap it back out.
Yes. And that the injury was an accident. He said that he did not intend to hurt anyone, according to the report. The boy's mom was not requested. The boy's mom has not requested any criminal charges, the report said. The actor's mom has requested the knife back, police said, but police will not release it until it's confirmed that it's not needed for any criminal case.
Good.
Cuyahoga County is in the northeast part of the state, just south of Lake Erie.
Dude, I know it's probably dramatic to say that I would press charges, but, like, I would press charges. That kid needs to be, like, reprimanded for bringing an actual fucking knife.
Yeah.
Like, if he were to bring, like, an actual knife to school, he would have been suspended.
Yep. And, like, what if it would have actually been worse? Like, not saying that he has to have, like, a super bad thing, but, like, give him a fine or, like, give him, like,
fine, like, something. A week of probation, like, something. Like, just something, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or, like, even the, I don't know if it says, like, if the horror company,
if they probably got fired.
I would assume so. I hope so, too.
And I found that whenever, for Halloween, Tyler and I, we were a bride and groom, and I had killed him. I gave him the option. I said, do you want to kill me, or do you want me to kill you? And I ended up killing
Someone's
him.
Someone's dying, though.
Yes. So we are all bloody, and it was great. But, so we were looking for, thanks. We were looking for a, you know, they make them as headbands, where it's like the knife going, it looks like it's going through. Yeah. Well, they make them for the shoulder, but we couldn't find them. But that's when I found this article because I was Googling fake knives.
When did this happen? Like this year?
Yeah, it was. Well, the article came out September 24th, 2021. And this happened September 18th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fresh. So wait, speaking about Halloween costumes, what were you?
I was Darla from Finding Nemo.
Yes. Well, using the braces should post pictures.
To my advantage. Yeah.
Yes. It was literally such a good idea.
Yeah, I was really proud of it because I DIY'd the whole thing. And the last, like, 5 years, I've been a scarecrow. So it was nice being something else.
What the fuck? Megan!
Dude, I literally can never think of a costume. And by the time that I do, it's like, the day before. And I already have, like, I have all the scarecrow shit from back in college.
Yeah, for 5 years! Oh, my God. Well, from now on, no. We will brainstorm. We'll come up with a costume. No.
Yes. No, but it was fun because, like, we had a small party with my roommate and her coworkers. Mm-hmm. And a few of the people, as soon as they walked in, they were like, "You're Darla." And I was like, "I'm so happy you got that right off the bat."
Yeah, no. It was definitely apparent. We'll have to post pictures of that, too. Yes,
for sure.
But, okay, our next one is, you guys probably saw, it's, like, literally just hit the news in the past few days. The mother who admitted to hiding her baby's body inside of a wall in Washington County.
I don't have, like, cable.
What was that, Lucius? Is that just the washing machine? See, if it, like, I normally would just let it go, but that's what everyone says. They go, "Oh, was that just this?" And then they die. So
give you me know how, like, fitting that would be us recording a true crime podcast right now? You're fine. I'll have 911 on speed dial. Good. Not that it takes that long to dial it, but.
I hope you could hear me when I was not right by the microphone. But yeah, that's what it was.
Our washing machine is fucking
violent. Intense. It's violent.
Have you physically seen it?
Yes. Okay. It was like when I came over for the first time, you were like drying like pants or something.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a big like 6 or 72 case of water that was just shaking and almost going to fall off. You're like, "Don't worry, it won't fall off." And I was like,
"Yeah,
bro. It looks like you've got a huge ass like earthquake going on right now."
Yeah, it's fucking something. My God, my fucking eye.
That was me earlier today.
Okay. But yeah, but wait, did you see this? Did you hear about this?
No. So I don't have cable and I'm you know how I'm so great at posting. I'm like never yeah. on social media or on my phone or anything. Well, no, lie. I am on my phone a lot, but lie. I play like a bunch of like stupid like games. If I'm not if I'm not sitting there watching like YouTube on my TV, then yeah. But like
no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just as a lie. I don't know why. I just really love that.
I'm the worst at responding, texting, anything. I'm the worst. And I've tried to get better at it to stay in a friendship because that fell apart. And the reason for it was, I guess I wasn't putting enough effort in, which meant not texting every day.
Oh.
So.
You just gotta make friends that are have the exact same vibe. Like, same like you.
Yeah. Yes,
perfect. Yes. Because neither of us text until we're like, fuck, we're supposed to record.
We're like, oh, we were supposed to record last week.
Yeah. But no, we do send Snapchats.
We do.
And about random shit.
If you were to like reach out to me, the best way to do it would be Snapchat. I don't know why, but I respond to Snapchats. I guess I'm just egotistical and want to take a picture of myself to respond. That's what it is. That's really what it is.
Oh God, I love it so much. Yeah, no, again, I think I saw it on Facebook.
Also, one, I'm on Instagram most of the time. Never Facebook.
Okay. So. Well, because like, well, I mean, maybe you don't know. But so on Facebook, when you click your...
I'm going to get on it right
there's now. Somewhere that I click and it like shows me, but it's not events, it's not news. But sometimes when I'm like checking notifications or something, it'll like give me 3 like articles or something. And then occasionally they're like interesting like this and I'll click on it. So that's how I found this.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's. Oh, what happened?
No, the washing machine's done. And it's just fucking beep until I go over there and
turn it off. 1 second.
Well, at least we know you're not going to get murdered.
That's what you thought. I could have. Like, you might have just jinxed me.
Then
I had to wait to say that because I wasn't by the microphone and it wouldn't pick me up.
I keep flashing back to when the light went off when I was house sitting and scared the shit out of you. I was like, I'm not going to die. Yes. And you were like, don't say that.
Yes. Wait, did we ever post? Yeah, we did. We posted a video from that, right?
Yeah, we did post that video.
Literally, it was the scariest day of my fucking life, man.
And I was like, let's not talk about it. It didn't happen.
Yeah. Like, it made me scared in my own home, and I wasn't near you.
But see, the thing is, in the horror movies, they always get up to check. My bitch ass isn't moving. If I hear something, I'll call 911 and be like, I think someone's in here. I am not going to check.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. If I went to check, I would grab something, you know? Yeah. Did I just say on here the... One time, okay, so our bathroom is on the second floor, and I was peeing, and I heard the back door open, because that's what we enter. Did I tell you this?
No, but I have a story along
with okay. And y'all thought you were getting away with no stories.
Okay. Side note central, you know us. Psych.
Anyway. But yeah, so I heard someone, and... I was like, I don't know if I yelled out. I think maybe I did. I don't know. But I was like, fuck, what if this is someone coming? And what if they come up the stairs? So separating our first floor and our second floor is a door. And so I was like, okay, if I, like, I'll just literally run at them. And I will just, I'll just come out of the bathroom. I'll grab this hair dryer or whatever. And I will just charge at them and we'll just tackle and go down the stairs. What the fuck are they going to do? I'm just going to be yelling. We're going to go down. And then
I'm seeing this all play out in my head, bro. And I can see it being Tyler, like not hearing you being like, Tyler.
But I think he was like, baby. And I was like, oh, okay. Hey. But yeah,
my God.
That was what I was gonna do. I was just gonna tackle them. We probably would have both died if we went down those stairs. Those are steep ass stairs.
And they're like hard ass wood too. But so my story is the one night my parents went out. I don't know if they went out for like dinner or something or just an errand or some sort, but I was at home alone.
Yeah.
And they left. I heard the garage door go down. And I think I was on like TikTok or something. And I hear the back door slide open. And I said, "Mom," and I heard it like close real hard. So then I walked downstairs like the dumbass. No one's there. I called my mom and I was like, "Hey mom, did you guys just like walk in the house?" My mom's like, "No." And I was like, I think someone walked in and heard me and like got I don't know. It could have been all in my head.
Did you call 911?
No, I called my mom.
Stay in the house?
I called my mom. Well, then I made sure like everything was locked. So I could have just locked the person in with me.
Yeah, make it.
But like, see, the weird thing was I didn't hear the dogs bark. So I could have just imagined it.
No, you did not.
I'm still alive. And this was like 2 years ago. So we're Gucci.
No, I don't like
but that. But there was another time that
Megan. God.
Me and my two friends, we went to go see this scary movie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We get home. I didn't even realize that like my parents' car was missing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're hanging out and all of a sudden I hear the garage door go up. And I was like, what the fuck? Everyone's asleep. Because at this point it was like 11:30.
Yeah.
And so I started freaking out and I run over to the door and I open it. And like, I guess my dad's car had its high beams on and my mom was walking towards it. So all I saw was a black figure. I slammed the door closed. I locked it and I'm standing against it like, call 911, call 911. And I hear my mom, Megan, open the door. It was my mom.
That's honestly hilarious. She's probably like, this bitch is drunk.
I straight That's up so started great. Crying. I was like, well, I thought we were being robbed. And then my brother walks down and is like, what's going on? I was like, you were here the whole time? He was like, yeah, I was on my phone. And I was like, you didn't hear me?
He was like, so that's how you know you will die if there's a murder and it's only your brother. Just be like, sorry, I was on my phone.
Yeah, right. Just sibling things.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's go on to this other story.
So now I'm very glad that I have your location on my phone.
Yes, me too.
That's because, like, okay.
To be honest, if I were in a scary ass situation, my brain doesn't go to like, let's call the cops.
Mm-hmm.
My brain goes to let someone know that you're in danger.
Like, yep.
However, there was one time that I did have to call the cops because someone was having a seizure in their car. Like, it was parked on the side of the road. So I was proud of myself for calling them. But then like, I get stressed out because what if it's not like an emergency and then they all come out and it's like, sorry, it was my brother. He was upstairs. I didn't know he was there.
Yeah. So. No, but Megan, what do we say in this situation? No. It's better to be fucking safe than fucking sorry.
I know. I need to follow our own advice.
Yes.
Dude. I need to follow my own advice on like so many things. So.
Yes. Like, I would rather you call the cops and it'd be nothing than you not. And then you get murdered. And then I have to talk about you by myself on the fucking podcast. So for selfish reasons.
So nice to have like a tribute episode. You know? At this point, it would be my luck. You know?
Yeah. I feel you. And like, I'll just be sitting here, like, now that we're talking about these like scary things, do you do this? Like, I'll just be sitting on the couch and I go, what if someone just stuck their head around the door right now?
Right. Now,
why do I do this?
I do have to say, now I'm this scared. Is going to sound crazy, but my roommate, she's like partially like, not like a medium, but like she's clairvoyant to an extent. And she was sitting at home and they were watching TV, and out of the corner of her eye, she sees a black figure in, like, the archway stick its head out and then go back. And she was like, and her mom was like, I saw that too. I was like, that's just normal for you? That's just, No. Mm-mm. We thought that her whole family is, like, gifted in that way. I get my tarot cards read by her aunt every time she comes in. So it's super fun. And I'm being so serious. Like, I'm so into this shit. Like, I'm very spiritual in, like, a broad sense. I think we talked about this in one of our first episodes where we were talking about, like, were we FaceTiming where we got into, like,
no, we were in person.
Catholicism and everything.
Yeah, we were in person at your house.
Yes. And so, like, I'm all into that shit. But they all see shit. And I was like, I could not. Her aunt was like, this, where we're living, the first time that she came over, she was like, I feel like this is like a portal. Like, a lot of spirits come through here. No one really haunts or resides. And I was like, I mean, that's good. Like, that we're not haunted. But there was one time where I was vacuuming and I heard Kayla say, hey, Megan. I was like, yeah. And then I turned off the vacuum. I was like, Kayla? I forgot she was at work. She wasn't even in the house. But, I mean, that was when we first moved in. So,
no. That reminds me of that, like, it's like, I think it's like a, what's it called? Creepypasta? Where?
Creepypasta?
Like, yeah.
Huh?
It's when they're, like, not real. Like, their stories aren't real.
I've never heard of creepypasta. No.
Okay. Now I've got to look it up because make sure I'm not crazy.
Are you talking, like, stories that aren't real? Are you talking about, like, Goosebumps or?
Oh, yeah, here we go. Creepypastas are horror-related legends that have been shared around the internet. Creepypasta has since become a catch-all term for any horror content posted onto the internet. These internet entries are often brief, user-generated paranormal stories intended to scare readers.
This episode should be creepypasta.
Let's see. Okay. Why do they call it creepypasta?
Yeah. That's my question.
Creepypasta is a portmanteau of the words creepy and copy paste. No. Creepy and copy pasta. What? The term was coined on the image board 4chan around 2007. Copy pasta denotes viral copied and pasted text. The term was coined. Okay, so it's.
Okay. I still don't get it.
Me either. But yeah, so there's just like fake stories. But yeah, where it's like the person was up. Hawthorne, what are you doing? She's like on her cat tree, like going nuts. What are you doing, girly?
She's like, let me live, mom.
Honestly. But yeah, so he's like upstairs or something, and it's like, hey, it's like he hears his mom's voice calling his name, and he's like, oh yeah, I'll be right there. And then he walks past one of the bedrooms, and she's like, it's his mom, and she's like, I heard that too.
Yes, I've heard that. I don't know, Megan, where I heard that, but that
just scared me when you did that. I'm scared right now. I don't like this. I'm scared.
I got excited.
I need to go turn the lights on or tell Tyler to come downstairs.
Oh my god. No, but I've heard that. Where did I hear that before? Where, like, maybe it was My Favorite Murder?
I don't know.
But, like, they said, like, it was, like, one of those, like, submitted in stories that they were, like, mom said, like, hey, come here. And then they heard their mom. They were, like, I heard that. Don't go. And I would have set the whole house on fire. But at the time when that happened to me, where, like, I heard Kayla call me, like, it wasn't, like, a bad vibe. I know that to an extent I have, like, clairvoyancy, like, in me, is that how you say it? Like, sure. I am, like, slightly clairvoyant because, like, I can pick up vibes to, like, if there's anything, like, any energy. I pick up on energy very, very quickly. Like, if I meet you, I can kind of sense, like, if our vibes are gonna mesh. Does that make sense? Do I sound crazy? I feel like I sound crazy.
Wait, you sounded like the TikTok where it's like, am I the drama? I don't think I'm the drama. Do I sound crazy? I don't think
that's me. That's me. But I pick up on stuff very easily. So like when I go into like old houses or like friends' apartments that are super old, I'm like, I feel like there's some off energy here, or like I pick up on stuff very quick.
Yeah.
Long
did you ever
short.
Get any vibes here
at your
if
place?
You did, lie to me.
No, I didn't get any vibes at your place, and at here, I've only gotten like positive energy. Good. Like, if anything were to happen here, like it wasn't like I was freaked out. If my roommate were to say like, I thought I saw something behind you, that freaks me out. If you see something, no, don't tell me, because that freaks me out.
Yep.
I'm glad I can sense things and can't see.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That stresses me out.
No.
Like those kids, I see dead people.
You know, fuck that. Kids are scary.
Like, oh my God, yeah.
Throw the whole child away if it's like, oh, no.
I saw a TikTok where this little girl was with her mom, and her mom like was doing card readings. I get a lot of card reading things like on my TikTok, but she was like, so-and-so's in the closet. And she was like, who? And she was like, this boy, he's like 3 and he looks just like me. And the mom was like, hey, can you go like out the door? I need to talk to them like alone real quick. And like, so she left, and the lady was like, I never told her, but I miscarried her brother, who would have been like 3 around that time. And she was like, she wasn't freaked out, but like me was sitting there watching it. I was like, oh, your kid just saw that.
Why is he in the fucking closet?
I don't know. That was the creepiest part.
I don't like this, Megan. Now I'm scared.
You were the one that started off with the scary stories, and then I just carry on the tangent.
Wait, what did I, what? How did we even get on here?
I don't even know. We do this every time.
Yep.
All right. How about we get into the next story before I start on the next tangent?
Yes. Okay. So, see, this is why. Okay, so everyone, before we started recording, I was like, hey, Tyler, like, figure out what you want to eat for dinner. And I was like, it's going to be a short episode. And he goes, Jane, that's what you say every time. And I'm like, okay, give me like an hour. Yeah. We're rolling up on 46 minutes right now.
Already?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I feel like we just got on.
I know.
Okay, yeah. Cut out like a tangent or two there.
No, we will not. but yeah, so this article is from WPXI. Neighbors are stunned after getting word about what 25-year-old mom Kylie Wilt allegedly did to her baby boy inside of her Charleroi home. Her one neighbor was like, how could you do that? Wow, what a groundbreaking quote from Robert Scholnes. Sorry if Robert, if you're listening.
But how'd you do that? He's probably not, but...
Right. Wilt is facing several charges, including concealing the death of her child and abuse of a corpse. Her boyfriend and the child's father, Alan Hollis, is charged with obstruction.
Oh my God. How old was the kid?
I don't know. Maybe I'll mention it in a little bit. Oh, but okay. Yeah, sorry. It says, oh no, you're fine. it was like an infant, I think.
No.
Yeah, apparently the child passed away in February of this year. And they discovered the remains November 6th. I mean, November 5th. Sorry. Yeah. Because this article came out the 6th and it says the day before.
Oh my God.
The Washington County DA says Will admitted to hiding her baby's body in the wall of their Lookout Avenue home, placing the body in a crate, cutting a hole in the wall, covering the body with blankets, and replacing the hole with drywall and painting over it. An unnamed neighbor says, it's sick. Something's wrong with her. It's sick. Which I totally feel that quote, but I just think it's funny. According to investigators, CYS, Child and Youth Services, came to her home Thursday to ask where the 1-year-old baby was. 1 year old. That's how old it was.
Oh, God.
But she claimed he was in North Carolina being watched by someone else. Police reported she then changed her story and told investigators her 5-month-old baby died in February of SIDS, which stands for Sudden Infant Death Syndrome.
Which is very common.
Yeah. At their former home on Upper Crest Avenue. The criminal complaint states she became nervous. She then told police she previously kept the baby in a crate stored in their laundry room.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. When I was telling Tyler this, he was like, why didn't it smell yet? Like,
some people just shouldn't reproduce ever. Exactly. Ever.
One neighbor told Channel 11 she used to hear the baby crying every night at their former Upper Crest Avenue home. Then one night there was silence and they never saw or heard the baby ever again. This home doesn't even like I feel like I was like picturing this like rundown thing. Like, you yeah. know, it's like,
do they have a picture of the home?
Yeah.
Oh, like,
it just looks like an average home.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the scarier part. It's like when like average people just like kill people, you know?
Yes.
Also, this is her. So you can see a picture.
Hmm.
Yeah. She was 25 years old, if I didn't say that.
I can't stand people. I can't stand people. That's an infant. They're like.
Yeah. I mean, another article said that the one that I originally, when I found it, said that the baby died from SIDS and they couldn't afford a proper burial, which is why they put it in the wall. But like,
why the wall?
I don't understand.
That's some serial killer shit.
Yeah, but like, if the baby just did die, like, you know, from SIDS, it makes it less tragic, which I hope is the case.
Less tragic, just, like, but still fucked up.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Still fucked up.
Putting your child in a wall.
Yeah, how? What? The family packed up and moved out overnight shortly after. Oh, yeah, so I think the baby died in the one house, then they moved houses. But also, I feel like you should have put the baby in the first house before you left and moved, right? I don't know.
Wait, what? So they
lived in one house.
Yes.
I think the baby died there. Then yes. They moved. They put the baby in the new walls.
House. Oh, they put the baby in the new house.
Yeah.
How about this crazy idea? And I mean, it's still not that great, but like, what about like burying it outside in the backyard? Yeah. Put like because a cute also, little plaque.
I don't really know anything about like, do you have to go and like get them, like put them in a funeral home? What if you, like, don't have money and you just bury them, but you're like, hey, like, the baby died?
Yeah, that I'm not sure about, but I know, like, cemeteries and shit are so expensive. Yeah. So expensive. Like, this person died. Why are you charging, like,
yeah,
thousands and thousands of dollars for them to go in a spot?
Because, like, what do you do if you're poor and you can't, like, what do you do with the body?
That's why I said, like, to just, like, bury it out back yeah. and, like have, like, a nice plaque yeah. or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's still, like, that's still kind of sketch, and it feels like you're just, like, burying your dog, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, it's better than putting the baby in a fucking wall.
Yeah. And it feels like it's less criminal, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because then, like, then I would believe your story. Like, we really didn't have any money, so we just buried them in the backyard because, you know, this is our house, like.
Yeah, even like, if they put like a little like plant or something in yes. like memoriam to them, like
you just put blankets over them and put them in the wall and
in a crate.
I don't understand.
That's great. That's real good. That yeah. was a great plan.
Yeah, Wilt. So the mom eventually admitted to bringing the body when she, Hollis, and their three children moved to their new home a few blocks away on Lookout Avenue. They have other children. How did these kids not say anything? Like, you know, kids just, like, talk.
Because, I mean, honestly, it most likely probably was SIDS. Let's just say it was SIDS just yeah. to make it better. Even though, like, the actions afterwards are sketchy as fuck. Yeah. But, like, that's the only reason I could think that, like, the kids wouldn't be like.
Well, that's also not me faulting the kids. I was just saying, like, kids literally tell your personal secrets to the, like, strangers on the street.
Exactly. You're like, don't say something. And they're like, hey, you want to know what I just heard? Like,
yeah. You know, you want to know my mom told my dad yesterday? Like,
so apparently when I was little, I was one of those kids. So when I met my cousin's now husband for the first time, I don't know if they said, they probably did right in front of me, but saying that he had big ears. And I walked up to him and I was like, yeah, you do have big ears. And I got yelled at. They're married now, so it's okay. Apparently, I also, when I introduced himself, I don't know how old I was, but I walked up to him. I was like, hi, my name's Megan and I have ADHD. And like, took his hand. Megan, why are you like this?
Honestly, I love it so much.
It's embarrassing, but
whatever. He probably thought it was funny. How old were you? Probably.
I have no idea. I had to have been like 5.
Oh, then yeah, he probably thought it was super cute.
Probably. Because I'm adorable, you know?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Police then discovered the crate and baby's remains in the wall. Quote, there was discoloration, different color of paint. Obviously, it looked like drywall was cut out and a section was replaced in a bedroom, said Washington County District Attorney Jason Walsh. Like, they didn't even try.
This is real sketch.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, this is, go ahead.
But I was also thinking, because there's a lot of people that can't afford burying their loved ones or even cremating them. They have to have some sort of payment plan or some sort of something so that you're not burying your family in the backyard.
Yeah, because why doesn't this happen more often then? You know,
right.
Like, what do people, like, I don't think I could afford that right now. God damn. No,
I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
No.
Honestly, I would be like, if I die young, just bury me in the back. It's fine.
Just put me in the wall. It's
fine. Yeah, just put me in the wall. Not trying to make light of this. Is it too soon? I think it's a little too soon.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. But I can't even tell you how many hamsters we have in the backyard.
Yeah.
And guinea pigs.
Because, like, it's a place of love. You're putting them in, you know?
We have them, like, right by our garden, so.
This is him, the dad.
Ooh.
He kind of gives me, like, Manson vibes.
Yep. That is the haircut.
Yep. Why is he only charged with obstruction, but she's charged with everything else? Don't they both live together? They're the parents, the baby's parents. So why is only the mom getting these charges?
There's got to be some sort of reason. This just happened, so there must be more going on, because I would think that there's going to be a case open like, on this.
Do we really think it was the mom that broke a hole in the wall, plastered it all up? Like,
who knows?
I feel like she needed help. I don't know. When police asked Will why she did this to the baby, she told them she didn't have enough money for a funeral. CYS has been investigating for months, ever since the baby was born with THC in the system. Hollis is being held at SCI Green and Wilt is at the Washington County Jail. No court date has been set for the preliminary hearings. Oh, maybe the dad was in SCI, State Correctional Institute. So maybe that's why he's only obstruction, because maybe he wasn't actually present because he was in jail. I don't know.
But yeah. Probably maybe told her what to do. I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah.
That's depressing. Mm-hmm. That's really depressing.
Yeah, so this one says, wait, so in November, the baby was supposed to be one, because remember she said my 5-month-old baby.
Was that in April? February.
I thought I said February.
Maybe they're rounding. I don't know.
I have literally no idea. I was counting. Oh yeah. So she's facing one count each of concealing the death of a child, abuse of a corpse, obstruction of justice, welfare fraud, and tampering with evidence. Oh, because she was probably collecting money from the baby. Yeah, because here it says her baby died while she was living in a home on Upper Crest Avenue. So maybe the dad wasn't there. Yeah, she wrapped the infant's body in a blanket, put it in a crate, placed it in a hole in the wall, covered it with drywall, fresh paint. They executed a search warrant on the Lookout Avenue home and discovered the wall with different paint. Yeah, inside the wall, officers reportedly found a gray plastic tote bag. Inside the bag was the crate with the child's remains.
Oh my god. That is so messed up. Beyond.
Yeah. But that one neighbor that I had already mentioned, how the baby would cry all the time and then all of a sudden it stopped. She also said that she didn't see them bringing him in and out of the house anymore. And so that's why she was kind of suspicious. Yeah, so she grew concerned for the child's well-being and even told the property manager that she should look into the matter. Quote, I told her I hadn't seen the baby and I was concerned, and she said the baby passed away. I was thinking, I'm here all the time. I never saw an ambulance. Wouldn't you call 911 if your baby wasn't responding to you?
And yeah.
Which is also true. Like, if
why didn't my baby's she call? Just there,
like, initially, yep, I have literally no idea. So that's
I don't know if it was like sketch. The hospital bills or whatnot, but regardless, like, yeah, those things can be like,
even if you never pay them off in your fucking life, yeah, like, call the fucking, you know,
right? Oh my god, it's not worth a life,
yeah. Like, and here this says Wilt's sister reportedly told KDKA that Hollis physically abused Wilt and kept her isolated from the rest of her family. Random side note, but I don't know.
Now, I don't want, this is me just, like, thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the charges still don't make sense, but what if it's, like, he was at jail, he wasn't there?
I don't know.
Because I could see if the baby was crying, and he was like, shut it up! And,
yeah,
I don't know.
It says he's being housed in SCI Green, which just makes me think, oh, was he in jail? Or, like, or maybe he just has other stuff, so when they were figuring out where to put him, they were putting him there. I don't know. Now I'm kind of curious. I want to Google, like, if you don't have money, burial, what do you do?
Yeah, I'm curious.
How to pay with the funeral with no money. Perfect website. This is funeralocity.com.
Oh.
Choose an affordable funeral plan. The average funeral service price is,
like $20,000.
Okay, not quite. 8,000, not including cemetery fees. So maybe cemetery fees go up.
Well, like with the casket, caskets are so expensive.
My dad's always like, put me in a fucking box.
Yeah, I want to be cremated. I want to take up as less space as possible. Yeah. I'm not here. So, like, I don't care what you do with me. Actually, direct, to an extent.
True.
I do care what you do with me after I'm dead.
Direct cremation, also known as simple or low-cost cremation. A direct cremation occurs when the body is cremated immediately after death without a funeral service. The cremated ashes are returned to the family for final disposition. Direct cremation costs can range from roughly $600 to $3,000, depending on the location and any supplemental services. This says a direct burial is similar to a direct cremation in that a formal funeral service isn't held beforehand. The deceased person is buried immediately after death, making direct burial less expensive than traditional funeral options. However, the total price may increase if the family holds a graveside service or opts for a higher-end casket. Or you can donate the body.
For, like, research and whatnot.
Yeah. Let's see. Educational institutions and other organizations that accept such donations will cover the cost of cremation and return the deceased's cremated remains back to the family free of charge. This usually occurs within 2 or 3 years. This free funeral option is perfect for those who wish to make a difference by contributing to scientific exploration and medical research.
Makes sense.
Then they have, like, burial insurance.
Yeah. Do something like that. Don't be creative and put your loved one in a wall.
Please. Yeah, like that took me 5 seconds to Google. Could have been like, oh, $300 cremation. I bet they take fucking payment plans. You can do a few $50 here or there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, guys,
my heart hurts for that little baby.
Please use the resources at your disposal and do a fucking 5 second Google fucking search to figure out what you can do.
Yeah, that literally took us all of 5 minutes.
Yeah, or call the non-emergency 911 number and maybe they can direct you on what to fucking do. So don't put your baby in a fucking wall.
Yeah, because that's where that's what you're paying tax for.
Yeah.
So.
God.
Wow, that was really depressing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe I should have started with that one.
Yeah, I would have liked to end on the stabbed toe.
Sorry.
No, it's good.
But we can end with our positive. What's your positive?
Positive. Oh, so the last time I went to my orthodontist appointment, he had offhandedly was like, "We'll see how soon we can get these braces off for you." And I was like,
"Okay,
hold on. The original plan has me getting them off October of next year."
Uh-huh.
And apparently by the next appointment, they're going to see how far my upper teeth move to align with my bottom teeth. Cause my bottom teeth haven't shifted since I had braces the first time, maybe like the slightest bit, but not enough to where I'm like, I want braces on the bottom. Because one, if they can take them off, like if they can move them to where they need to be, they just need to line up like the midline or whatever. Then that cuts everything in half, because then all they need to do is put the implant in and everything will be like matched up. Yeah. So send me all the positive teeth vibes by my next appointment. My next appointment isn't that until like so the creepy. Beginning of December.
But yeah,
but
positive teeth vibes.
But man, that's this exciting. Shit's so expensive. Yeah. That's where my entire stimulus check went.
Yeah, that's a good cause.
Yeah, so hopefully, yeah, it is a good cause, because I would like to love my smile for the rest of my life. But so there's a possibility that I could be getting them off. I would think. Like sometime February, maybe, which would be so nice. Yes. So nice.
A nice little Valentine's Day present.
Yeah, right. I still have to go and get the oral surgeon for the implant, and that's going to cost a pretty penny, but oh well.
Wait, because originally you were doing bottom ones, right?
Originally he had me do, like, he had it all mapped out that I would do the bottom ones. And when I asked him, he was like, it's like leveling your tires to your car. You're not going to just level the front two and not the back two. And I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. But if he doesn't have to, I'm going to be like, and my mom's like, well, Megan, you have all the say in this. If you don't want to get bottom braces, don't. I'm like, I don't, but if my smile is going to be like perfect, not have any issues down the road, that's the way I want to go. You know what I mean? Because I'm spending all this thousands of dollars on my teeth.
Yeah.
That's me spending this money.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I want it done right this time, since it wasn't done right the first time. So
you should figure out how much it's going to cost you and how much it's actually going to change it. Because if it's like, wow, it's going to do all of these things, okay, it's worth it. But if it's like, oh, it's going to move it a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a centimeter, then it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, yeah, all the vibes. Send them
so off. Yeah, that's my upper, is that there's a possibility that I will be getting my braces off way before I originally thought. So,
that's
super exciting. Excited about that.
Yeah.
How about you? Don't give yourself a nosebleed. You were thinking so hard. Other than the fact you got married.
Yeah. Which, speaking of that, so I obviously got my nails done for the wedding. And they're, like, growing out. And I want to do, like, Thanksgiving ones. But I'm, like, once I get rid of these nails, I feel like the wedding's officially over. You know?
Yeah.
Even though I still have wedding stuff in the car.
I was going to say, just get them done the same way that you got them done for the wedding. They're super cute.
I know, thanks. I know, I love them.
Ooh, I have another one. While you think. So, I went over to my parents handing out Halloween candy.
Yeah.
And I dressed up because every year I dress up when I give out candy with my parents. And it was so cute. So, this little kid, he had to have been like 5, maybe 6. Mm-hmm. He walks up. He's super shy. And he's dressed up as a stormtrooper from Star Wars.
Okay.
And so he takes the candy and I was like, hold on, let me send you off. And he looked at me. He was like, what? And then I played the theme to Star Wars. He got the biggest smile on his face. It was the cutest thing ever. I was so proud of myself. I was like, that you made just his made whole my night. Entire. I made his night. He made my whole year. Yeah. It was priceless. It was the cutest thing. Cause like he came up and he was like real shy and like, was like, okay. And then I was like, let me send you off. And then he just like stood up straight and like smiled and walked back to his mom. It was so
that's
cute.
So cute. My mom, because we don't get where we like where my parents' house is, we don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters there. So whenever there are some, my mom's like, oh, was that where are those trick-or-treaters? And she like runs out there in her like little witch costume. And because we don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters, she's like, here, take more. And they're all like, are you sure? She's like, yeah. Do you have enough? Why don't you take more?
I can see your mom so saying cute. This.
And she'll be like, Jaden, take pictures. The trick-or-treaters are coming. Take pictures. Oh my God. Okay, mom. She's so cute. It's like a kid on Christmas. She's like, yeah. Well, I mean, it's her birthday. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. The trick-or-treaters are coming. Oh my God. They're so cute. I saw a Coraline person. I thought that was cool.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. And did I already say that? That movie
scared the crap out of me when I was
little. It should not be a children's movie.
No, it shouldn't.
No.
What makes it a child's movie?
I have literally no idea. It's scary. The second one, well, originally I think it was supposed to come out in like February, but it's probably pushed back. Like everything fucking else. Like Hotel Transylvania was supposed to come out October fucking 16th. That's one of my favorite movies. It's fucking delayed.
Kind of like every show that was supposed to come out. And then they were like, hold on. Like You.
Yeah.
Have you watched You?
I thought you heard. I was. When you said
the
like
show You.
Yeah. And I was like, I watched a few episodes and then I just stopped.
Yeah. It's so good. It's so good. However, I'm like first episode into the third season and I'm not feeling it. And I also heard that it's not great. So we'll see. They already signed on for a fourth season. So I'm just going to see how this season goes. I don't know.
I don't know if it's really an upper, but like on Goodreads, you can fuck off. Why are you laughing at me?
What?
Yeah. All it's right. Like you can like search like books and.
Oh my God.
Like, stuff like that. And well, I saw someone because I am a part of like these book groups on Facebook and someone was like, go fuck yourself, Megan. Go fuck yourself. Okay.
I can't relate.
Go watch your fucking You Netflix show. Okay. I'll read my fucking books.
Half the time I just watch anti-MLM videos on YouTube.
A what?
Anti-MLM videos. MLMs. So I was in Beachbody.
Oh, multi-level marketing. I just didn't know what that meant at first. Okay.
The anti-MLM videos are so like they suck you in, man. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, yep. Because I was a coach for Beachbody for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, girl, go fuck yourself. You were an MLM. Don't judge my books. But anyway, before I was rudely judged. But yeah, so I saw someone post and it was like, they do like the yearly challenge, like on Goodreads, and you can like put your yearly goal of how many books you want to read. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to do that. So I made an account. I think it was on Halloween. And I'm sitting there. And I'm like, okay, what books did I read this year? Because I'm like, okay, what's a goal? That person picked 40. So I'm like, oh, you know what? That sounds fine. And I'm like, fuck, what if I didn't read them? Like
80.
So, well, maybe next year, but like, I wasn't going to set myself up for fucking failure this year. But yeah, so I think I put 40. And let's see how many I'm at. Because I put in all the books that I read this year. Okay, so I've read 26 books. Jeez. And so I feel like if I really put my mind to it, I don't think I can do it. But I'm hopeful. I don't think I'll make it, but
I think I've read 26 books in my life.
Well, if I would have really, like, next year, I think I'll fucking blow past 40. But I didn't really actively start, like, really fucking reading till, like,
do you have any good horror books?
Oh, I will send you those because Rebecca likes that.
Because a lot of those books, okay, so I think I can think of, like, 4 books that I've read on my own time, not relating to school. Two of them were like the Chicken Noodle Soup for the Soul, The Fault in Our Stars, because everyone was reading that in high school. And then there was one, I can't remember the title of it, but it was like Not My Neighbor or something, where the wife went to jail wrongly for like loitering. I don't know what exactly it was for, but then at the end there was this whole twist. I was like, oh, that was actually really good.
Yes.
It was just like this lady was like faking her life and like money laundering, and someone from her past came back and she was like, you're crazy, and ended up getting out of all the, it was good. But no,
I get, because I'm on Book Talk and people, they do recommend horror ones, and because I always forward them for Rebecca, so I will send you those too
if they're good.
Got you.
And also, like, I'll know if I like a book in like the first couple pages. If it's one of those books that it takes you a while to get into, I can't read those. I can't focus.
Yeah. So I have 3 top series that I like, and 2 of them literally took me at least 100 pages to get into. And they are my top 2 of my top 3 series, but it literally, I had to put it down and I was like, I'm gonna have to come back to it and read it again. I'm so glad I did, because it's fucking amazing. So sometimes you gotta push, but I wouldn't have picked it back up, or like, I wouldn't have pushed if other people are like, you gotta push this many pages. And I'm like, okay. So, but yeah, I will hook
you up. Maybe I should get onto like book things, because I do want to read more. But also, the attention span is where I get tripped up.
So I have severe avoidance issues. And this is how I escape everything. I just read my books. Yeah. But we have, I guess my upper is my Nightmare Before Christmas. I should have probably came in today. So I got that.
Super cool.
I know. I love it. But yeah, okay, so Friends
co-star, I've got mine,
Megan Malinak. Today you are drawn towards courage, and Megan Malinak is very open-hearted. They see you right now and they like what they see. Being curious is a sign of affection. Stay aware of your connection to them. Oh, I will.
Mine, as we all know, is basically the same. Megan, you are drawn towards connectedness. And Jaden is very faithful. They see you right now, and they like what they see. Being curious is a sign of affection. Stay aware of your connection to them. So
it's so funny, because last episodes it was like,
you're closed off.
Yeah. Or like, you guys don't like each other. Like some vibe like that. Now it's like, they see you. You guys love each other. Like, come on, man.
So yeah. Then also my personal one, it says write down all your good ideas, which definitely agree with. And today through Saturday, it says tag team it. Today is the best way for you to help others. Wait. Today is the best way for you to help others is with a dose of honesty. They'll be grateful for your directness. The most important thing is you try. Do crosswords, reading groups.
Yes.
Charades. Don't spend money, shit talk, and neutrals.
Oh.
Okay.
Mine says disavow a lifetime's worth of cynicism and resentment. Are you feigning indifference? Today is tough. You can't seem to access your good taste. There's a difference between balance and repression. Don't avoid conflict. That's okay. What I do. Avoidance. I literally 5 seconds ago avoidance said I have issues. An avoidance issue.
Yep.
Do don't goodbyes. We all? Yes. Do goodbyes, secondhand stores, deep sea diving. That could be cool. Don't fourth wall. I don't know what that is. Dropping hints. Retreat.
Isn't fourth wall like referring to yourselves? Like Megan is sitting here talking to Jaden.
I thought that was just third person.
What's breaking through the fourth wall? Is it like when you're in a story and the person is talking to you?
I think. Is that like Deadpool? They're like, oh yeah, he is that what that means?
Maybe. Because I know at the end of Hamilton, any of my musical psychos out there, at the end of Hamilton, not everyone knows, like in the live show, Eliza does like a at the end. And a lot of people are speculating, saying that that's her breaking that fourth wall and seeing that her story is being told. Her / Hamilton's story is being told.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I assume that's what that means.
Yeah. I'll ask Tyler, and if we're stupid, I'll cut that whole thing out.
Sounds like a plan. I love that I'm just like, go with it.
Yep.
I've got like this itch. Oh, my lash line.
It's now my eye has transferred to you.
Yep.
Because we're connected. Yep. Wasn't our thing about connected?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
I don't like this. Trippy. But yeah, so.
It typically is, except for the last one.
True.
I was like, are you closed off from me?
Yeah. Don't forget to follow us on a little thing called murder @gmail.com.
Let's hear you try to do it.
A little thing called murder on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
ALTC murder on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all of them, right?
Yeah, that's only the three.
Yeah.
Yes, good job. I'm proud of you. Because I'm typically the one to do it.
No. But yeah, let us know if there are any cool cases, or if you're on CoStar, or if you have a dumb story that you want to share, or if you want to do a story or anything with us, reach out. We love you because you're what keeps us doing this.
Yes.
Yeah. We love
you. And also we have time that we want to kill, so we just do this.
Yeah.
But you guys are part of it.
Yeah. But that reminds me, earlier when you said, one of our first episodes, we've literally been doing this for so long now. Like
it's almost coming up on a year. Cause like this time a year ago, no,
I think a little bit later.
No, it was right before it was right before Thanksgiving that we started really? Messaging on Bumble BFF.
That's I believe wild. So.
Yeah,
because we started this in February.
Because I remember getting a message from you on Bumble on Thanksgiving saying happy Thanksgiving. I was like, oh, that's so nice.
I'm gonna re-download it and we're gonna pull it up.
Yes. Oh my god, we have to.
Oh yes. Yes.
Oh, and again, we have a special guest next week. I'm super excited.
Yes. Yeah, stay tuned.
It'll be a super fun episode. So
but yeah. I guess without further ado, I wish you guys could see Megan dancing.
We're
both
sitting here dancing.
Yes.
All right. Well, you guys don't forget to trust your gut.
Because it's better to be fucking safe than fucking sorry. Yes.
All right. We love you guys. We will see you the next time. And yeah.
Why did that sound so we'll see you the next time.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm an idiot. All right.
All No.
Bye. Love you.
Okay. Bye. Love you.